Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most internal walls these days are made with sheetrock, but for hundreds of years they were mostly plaster. Our next guest is with a South Carolina company that is working to bring back historically authentic slaked lime plasters, such as those used 400 years ago in Windsor Castle and St. Paul's Cathedral. Their work has, in fact, been installed in the Smithsonian Institute and in many other public buildings, hotels, and businesses across the country. Lauren Dillon is with Master of Plaster, based in Columbia, and today she's in our studio. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Give us an overview here of your company and how you became involved.
We were started out of Essex, New York, on the shores of Lake Champlain, and the individual who started the firm was really a phenomenal artisan, a master craftsman. His name was Michael Kempster, and he worked extensively up and down the Northeast coast restoring historic structures. And his original ancestors were actually the plasterers on St. Paul's Cathedral in London. So these are family formulations, these plasters that we still handcraft today. In about the 70s, 80s, Mike was really upset by the quality of materials that were available on the market. So he actually started packaging and selling his materials that he'd been working with throughout his lifespan. We've been in Columbia now about 8 years. A really great artisan craftsman from Columbia, he became really close friends with Mike, and they ended up moving the firm down here.
And then you got involved.
And then I got involved. So my background is actually design and architecture oriented. I went to Virginia Tech. My thesis project, I based out of Charleston, really fell in love with the city setting. And then I went on to do my master's in urban design with a focus in historic preservation, which led me to Dublin, Ireland. And I did my research over there, lived over there, worked. Fell in love with all their Georgian architecture, and they have stunning, really phenomenal ornamental plaster interiors. So as soon as I moved stateside, I started working with this firm.
Well, walk us through this whole process and how you create these plasters, and where are you selling them now?
We've had different projects, you know, internationally, but mostly it's based in the United States. That's kind of our clientele. And what we do is we take a lime putty, which is a limestone in essence, so a calcium carbonate, and we age the lime. That's the process of slaking is what it's called. So the longer you age the lime, actually the better quality it is. Our Venetian plaster, that's actually at least 1 year aged, but we have some lime putties in our warehouse that have been aging for a max of 20 years. They're wet products. They come in 5-gallon pails. They're used extensively in the historic preservation realm because of their authenticity. There's a lot of materials on the market nowadays that have added acrylics and synthetics to the formulations, which are not a good match. So historic preservation is a really big bulk of our work, but also the very high-end residential commercial design realm. Our Constone, the Constone was used in Grand Central Station up in New York. Just some really beautiful finishes that you can create with these materials. And it's really fascinating when you get into the chemistry and science behind it. A hydrated lime plaster, as opposed to, let's say, like a gypsum or a clay plaster or even a hydraulic lime plaster, the hydrated lime plasters, they actually take carbon dioxide out of the interior environment. It goes through this chemical change, and you're able to create these really beautiful finish aesthetics because of the chemistry behind it.
And what types of quantities are you able to make these?
Every project is different. Right now we've got a very large scale project. It's a 20,000 square foot home down on Kiowa. So that's, I mean, pallets of material. Whereas, you know, a lot of clients I work with around the country are just simply homeowners of historic structures, and they'll just order a few pails at a time.
And then you need to find the craftsmen who know how to work with this putty, right?
That's a very big hurdle. And that's something that I do a lot of promotion, education, and outreach. Plaster is definitely a dying art, but there are a lot of different artisans around the country that we're in contact with. And we're really trying to promote the trade and really kind of get new people engaged and interested and invested.
When somebody goes in to restore with authentic plaster, do they need to remove all of what was there from hundreds of years ago, or do you just apply it to the existing plaster?
You apply to the existing, and that really is great. The construction industry is the number one contributor to our landfills. So when you can go in and save and preserve as much as there, then that's great. But you would have to restore the underlying plaster initially, but then afterwards you would come in with these hydrated lime plasters, which are the white coat, the finish coats, and you would re-skim out your surfaces and create that flawless finish again.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
It's been a great time. Thanks, Mike.
Lauren Dillon is an executive designer with Master of Plaster based in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.